I think if we'll split official agencies and maybe ask Sam to speak next. Sam, thank you very much.
Firstly, I just want to apologise for being late. I was held up in traffic in Belfast City Centre. I was introduced as coming from a UPRG perspective, and that's probably correct, yeah. But I'd rather come under the remit of Charter for Northern Ireland. It's a community organisation in East Belfast that showcases good practice, positive practice, in relation to working with young people and the most vulnerable within working class society, working class communities in East Belfast. And that's on a cross-community perspective basis. And I suppose, looking back at the flag protest, and part of the reason why I want to be recognised as Charter for Northern Ireland is that the issues had mostly were drawn towards East Belfast in round interfaces and in round the anti-social behaviour element to the flag protest and other issues that was connected with the flag protest. And I agree with what Peter had related to in that we need to have a proper infrastructure, and to have that proper positive infrastructure, it needs to be underpinned by a proper policing force. A policing force that can be respected by all within the working class communities. And I think that's further showcased the recent concepts that have been introduced, the Alternatives CNI, CRJI, and indeed the new restorative justice concept, coming from a Charter UPRG perspective, resolve. And it's a three-way process. But again, looking back at the flag protest that we've seen, the most vulnerable people were being drawn in to the antisocial behaviour element that was connected with the flag protest. And I'm not saying that all organisations and all individuals and all community groups were involved in that antisocial behaviour element. It was a very small minority of people, I have to say that. But they did belong to certain political ideologies. I'm not saying it's coming from a far-right perspective, but the reality is that they were. And the flag protest wasn't, in my view, or in Charter's view, or the UPRG view. It was about the economic downturn. It was about austerity measures. That's what the flag protest was really about. And not for a minute, the Charter NI or the UPRG agree that the flag had to be removed from the City Hall. Indeed, we said on more than 20 occasions, 30 occasions, that we thought the flag should remain. And we respect the unionist culture, and others will do, and others have done, and we always will do in the future. But there's a more democratic, a more shared part in dealing with those issues, getting people around the table to talk about it. You know, and this is where Charter had its influence within its young people that Charter was currently working at that time. Charter was, I think, in the time of the flag protest, Charter had put through its training processes over 1,600 young people. And that ranged from 12 to 14, from 14 to 18, and from 18 right up to 22 to 23 years of age. And with the whole time that flag protest was taking place, the UPRG and the Charter advocates, practitioners on the ground, were on the ground on a nightly basis, encouraging young people to stay away from the flag protest, but most of all, to stay away from the antisocial behaviour element. And that was first and foremost. If we are to live in a shared society, you know, we need to be seen openly working in a shared society. And I think it was touched on by Katie and by Paul and by Peter as well, that during the time of the flag protests, that communications, the cross-community element and the relations had broken down, had become fragmented. Well, I can say categorically now that is untrue. That is untrue. The relationships on a cross-community basis were still strong. They were still there. And I can surely say, because I was part of that process, on a nightly basis, on a daily basis, we had that communication. And it wasn't only phone calls, it was sitting around the table and talking to try and resolve issues on the ground. And that was going on at that time. And people, and there's people who would deny that and say that they weren't taking part in those processes. Well, I can turn around and say now that they were part of them processes. And I can see some people here in the audience here this morning who were actually part of them processes, engaging on a cross-community basis at the time of the flag protests. And I think that's, you know, that has to be hit home. And people need to understand that that was going on. And the media. The media also portraying that they're breaking down of relationships and partnerships. And also the media heighten up tensions within the flag protests and in around at their faces as well. And that was another barrier that community practitioners on the ground had to deal with on a daily basis and on a nightly basis. And I suppose Charter for NI and the UPRG, but mainly Charter for Northern Ireland, had its remit. It was established during the Good Friday Agreement, and it was to bring along its organisation from a time of conflict in the journey of peace and reconciliation. And it wasn't only ex-combatants and ex-prisoners that Charter NI was working with, it was their families as well. And that was, you know, that was the key element that made us go on the ground on a nightly basis to turn around and say, listen, we have been there before. I was part of the 1970s. I was part of the 1980s and the 90s during the heights of the conflict. And by no means do I want to see any young person to go back to those days again. And it's wrong. And I know, you know, what we need to understand is as well that the leadership within the flag protest, the majority of the leadership were young people that never tasted or seen what conflict was like in the 1970s and the suffering that the people went through in the 1970s and the 1980s. So people want to take us back to the bad old days. There are certain elements in there that wanted to do that. But the reality is that the flag protest now has more or less has gone away. I know there's a hardcore there. There's a hardcore there still, I don't understand that. But it's not the way it used to be when it first started. And I think that's because of the reality of people on the ground working. And I'm not saying Charter and I advocated that good practice on its own. There's other organisations as well that showcase that good practice as well. And they need to be congratulated for what they've done. And I will continue as a practitioner on the ground to encourage young people to stay away from interfaces, to engage on a cross-community basis. We're living in a multicultural society also. It's an ever-changing society. And we need to embrace that. And we need to embrace that as a strength, as a stepping stone that will concrete the peace process. So I just want to finish up on that. And I can understand there's frustrations today, the current political climate today. And we have had various talks. The House talks have been mentioned. And that had a major effect. No results had come out of that. But the recent talks, I think, all our politicians need to be congratulated. From where they have us today, other people will condemn that. But from a Charter perspective and a UPRG perspective, I think all politicians need to be congratulated to where we've got here today. And I think that's important. So thanks very much for letting me speak my mind. And I just hope that other people on the ground with similar political ideologies as ourselves, that we can build on those relationships. And we intend to build new partnerships. But that cross-community element will always be there. It always has been there. It's there now, and it'll be there tomorrow. So thanks very much.
Sam, thank you very much.